Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. Pfizer has formally submitted its COVID vaccine to the FDA for emergency use for the children 5 and younger. Scientists have had a tough time perfecting the vaccine dosage for the little ones. Strong enough to elicit the immune response, but not too strong. We'll take a closer look.
Here in California, we just had a battle of NorCal versus SoCal, but that was in football with the Rams and 49ers going at it in the NFC Championship. The Rams won that round, but when it comes to the battle of controlling COVID, the Bay Area is blowing away Los Angeles, and we will explain.
Right now, the COVID shots into the small arms. Dr. Lisa Hong, pediatrician at Providence Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo. Dr. Hong, take us through the process of developing this for the young kids, because they're going to go for 2 doses and then maybe 3. But originally they had said that the 2 might not have been enough of a response.
Correct, Mike. The Pfizer had gone through a long, rigorous study, and it sounds like today they're ready to submit some of that data. And you're absolutely right. The dose that they're shooting for is actually 3 micrograms, which is less than even the dose for kids 5 and up, and only a third of what we adults would get. So it's a much smaller dose. And what they found two months ago, was that for a certain age group, for the 2 years to 4 years, it didn't seem to have the same response that we saw with the older kids. But the 6 months to 2 years, it did have a significant response. Despite this, though, they will be submitting it for authorization with the anticipation that we may need a third dose just to boost those first 2 doses.
Okay, so one would think that because of the pandemic, that parents would be, once a vaccine is available for babes, that they would be, you know, lining up to get the shots. But I'm sure you've seen the same polls that I've seen, and that doesn't seem to be in the cards. Now, maybe that'll change, but right now, an awful lot of parents are very skeptical about having their children, young children, vaccinated. So you're a pediatrician. What's your, and I hate to be this crude, but what's your sales pitch to them?
We see a mixed bag. Like you said, we do have some parents who are a little more hesitant and some who are very excited. It is a very promising vaccine. We've seen the effects of it in the older kids, in the teens, and in the adults. What's important to remember is that despite the vigorous response that we're expecting and did not get as much of in the 2 years to 4 years, it is a very safe vaccine. That bottom line, it is safe. So we are seeing that, especially in the older kids, it is helpful. So I would recommend it, because not only will it prevent kids from getting sick, it also prevents our kids from spreading it to the rest of the community as well. And it's a big ripple effect, because if our kids, especially kids that are younger in preschool, when they get sick, then they have to be home. They can get their teacher sick. Daycares can close down. Parents are missing work. And also, whether or not they have the vaccine will determine how their quarantine or isolation will be affected as well. So while there is still some hesitancy, because we haven't seen all the data, I think that there's also a lot of excitement.
And they shouldn't let the 2 versus 3 until they figure that out discourage them, right? Because even if it's not, you know, the outcome that everyone was super hoping for, which would be a really high level. The two probably at least gives you something, right? Some baseline. And then if you're going to need the third, well, then that's great. We'll get you the third later on once we've studied more of the what happens with the third.
Right. I think the idea is to at least get two on first and in the meantime, continue to study with the third one.
What's the side effect profile for young kids?
So the side effect profile seems to be really good. The main side effect, as with any vaccine, is some tenderness to the area, some fever, some soreness. But what we've seen in the 5 to 11, the side effects seem to be very minimal. And with the even lower dose, I expect the side effect profile to be even better.
Dr. Lisa Hong, pediatrician, Providence Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo.
L.A. has the edge over San Francisco when it comes to recent postseason sports matchups, but when it comes to this latest Omicron surge, an L.A. Times analysis finds the Bay Area has done a much better job than Southern California.
The death rate's nearly three times lower up north. This is just the latest coronavirus wave, where compared to Southern California, up there, they're doing relatively better.
So with us now is Dr. Robert Kim Farley, who's a professor of epidemiology and community health sciences at UCLA. So why is it the case that Northern California keeps besting the southern part of the state when it comes to managing COVID outbreaks?
Hi, I'm Mike and Charles. Good to be back with you today. Well, no, it's not a fluke. It's really probably driven primarily by the issue of vaccination. As you point out, we have about 11 deaths per 100,000 in Southern California, where it's only, if you will, 4 per 100,000 in the Bay Area, about a third difference. But if you look at it in terms of vaccination, the Bay Area is 82 to 84% vaccinated and 50% boosted, where we're sitting here at around 70% vaccinated and only a third boosted. So I think that's probably one of the big drivers of this.
And it is both, right? It's the first set and then the discrepancy among the boosters, and boosters especially important when it comes to Omicron.
Yes, you're exactly right. You know, basically with the just the two doses, for example, of Pfizer, you had about 81% protection for hospitalization, but that drops to about 57% after 6 months. But if you get boosted, it goes back up to 90% protection. So that's, again, a very good point that you're bringing up. Boostering is now really an essential part of vaccination.
Okay, so let's say that because there's a higher vaccination rate, which there is, as you just pointed out, in the Bay Area, and that accounts for why the pandemic has not been as harsh up there as it has been down here. That still begs the question, why is that the case? Why have they been far more successful at getting the population vaccinated than we are here?
Yeah, I think there are different demographics involved. I think that, for one thing, they also have other things that go on. For example, the more white-collar workers in the Bay Area that can have the luxury, if you will, of being able to work remotely, where that's not so common here in Southern California. Many agricultural workers, people have to be on the front line, meat packing plants, things like this, put them at higher risk. So I think that's one thing to realize, is that demographic is a bit different in the two.
So when people point to the Bay Area and they say, you know, masks are coming off in some of these settings, we can't make that comparison or jump ahead to that point here in LA just yet. It's going to take us a longer amount of time to get to that kind of a place.
Exactly right. And I think that that's the proper approach that they're taking in the Bay Area. And I'm sure we'll do the same here in Southern California, that as rates drop to where they become lower in transmission in the community, then masks can come off. So the more we do our part now of getting vaccinated, getting boosted, wearing masks while we have high transmission, will get us faster to the point where we can then be at low transmission and be able to go back to more of a normal way of life.
So why am I becoming envious of Northern California?
Well, there's a lot to be said for the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes, it's very nice. But their football team lost.
Yeah, well,
so,
true.
That is Robert Kim Farley, professor, epidemiology, community health sciences at UCLA.
We end today's Coronavirus Daily with a way to keep a mask on your face while you're still eating, care of South Korea. We've talked a lot on this podcast about the big hole in indoor masking rules in places like restaurants or stadiums. You know, as soon as people start eating and drinking, the masks come off, and usually, you know, they don't go back on. But a South Korean company has developed a way to help people feel more comfortable dining indoors by covering just their nose while they are eating.
So it's designed to fold up. You wear it regularly, acts like a traditional face mask, covers your nose and your mouth. But once you're ready to eat or drink, you fold it up to expose your mouth. Your nose stays covered. They're calling it the Kosk. It sells for about $8 for a box of 10. No comments on how they actually look on people when they're just around the noses.
Yeah, but then when you sneeze, out comes the chicken from your mouth.
Yes. We'll leave you on that appetizing note. This is an Odyssey original. Find us on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.